Now, a call to a mule or a horse to make them turn left or right when they're plowing.
Well, it's simple that way. G, they know what that word means. G, or something like that. But it's, now that's one's plowing without reins. See?
Mm-hmm.
When you do that. But now, as a rule, you can use a rein on them, you can turn them any way you want to.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of them, they can plow them without rein. Now that's where your worries come from.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if you got your reins, you want to turn your right, you know what rein to pull on.
Okay. What would you use to call horses when they would come in from the pasture? Say a bunch of horses you're trying to get in from the pasture. Do you have a word to call?
No. She just refers to them as a bunch of horses. Now that's it.
You'd go out in the field and you'd say to them, a bunch of horses.
It depends on it.
Yeah, Most times
you see a horse is a horse, and a filly is just a mare.
Mm-hmm.
She's called filly.
Yeah.
But now, you got the horse and filly together, I don't know what she's called.
Okay. Now, what would you say to a horse when you wanted to stop him?
Whoa. He said he's like that from the ground. He ought to be like that.
Okay, what would you say to a hog when you were going to feed him?
Whee! It's tricky, tricky. I got a little hog called.
Okay. All right, well, that's... And to a sheep, say, when you bring them in from the pasture.
Yeah, what is it? What's sheep called? Well, they got sheep called, too. I just remember the word they used.
Okay, did you have a word you'd use for chickens when you were feeding them, when you call them, or when you feed them?
When you say, cheek, 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 go to the house and I'll whoop, and then come.
Okay.
You know, particular words for when you go to feed them.
Now, what do you put your feet into when you ride on horseback?
Well,
you're riding on a horse and you're on a saddle, and you put your feet
saddle,
in.
Saddle, you got a saddle bag.
You put your feet in the
hamper? Now you got a saddle bag. See, that's what the old country people use.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to town and get their groceries and that. But as a rule, feed.
You put your feet.
Oh, on a riding horse?
Yes,
sir. Oh, stirrup. Oh, sure, I misunderstood.
Okay. If you have two horses, say the horse on the left is called a... What's he called?
Or you.
Or when you plow with two horses, the one that walks in the fur is called a...
Well, let's see. You plowing two horses?
Yeah.
Well, but they both got to be at each side to each other.
Yeah, say, you were telling me about this earlier. Say you got one horse that's bigger than the other horse.
Bigger?
Yeah, so one horse walks in the fur, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what's he called? Isn't he called the lead horse?
Well, now, it depends on how you got him hooked there. If he's hooked double, you don't know lead there.
Yeah.
But if you got one hooked ahead of the other, now you have a lead horse and one in plow. See?
And the one on the right would be called what?
No, you have just a straight line.
Oh, I see. He'd be the lead horse.
Yeah, the one in front would be the lead horse.
And the one behind would be the what?
Plow horse. He's hooked to your plow.